today's daf is Nida Daf Ches. Nida Daf Ches. Nida Daf Ches. And we are on Zion Amabez, three lines from the bottom. And we'll start with my Kamash Mulans. We just had the statement of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer in four places. Four places we have like Rabbi Eliezer. One of them is our Mishnah about the Dal and Nashim of Dayan Shaitan. The second one was the Mishnah later on about a woman who has a baby and there's a break in between her labor pain, but we're not sure if it's labor pain. That's the issue, and we're not sure if it's ziva or not. The third one was the Mishnah later on in Daf Samaches, which discusses how many bedikas a woman has to do each day, and the fourth one has to do with the takana derabanan of liquids that are not avos atumos, creating tumah derabanan on kalim. That was the last mishnah about achori kalim shenitbu b'mashkin. So the Gemara asks, three lines from the bottom, my kamash malan, what's the chid? My kamash malan Shmuel. What is the chiddush of Shmuel's statement that we pass like a balazar in all these cases? Bekulu tan hilchasa. We have by all of them that it says hilchasa. We passing like him, like in our mishnah on the top, the fourth, first four lines on today's on the amud al halacha krebi Eliezer. So we already know that Lachos like a buzzer in all four. So what's the chiddush of Shmuel teaching me that we pass on like Rabbi Elazar in these cases? And if you want to tell me achorei kelim kamash malan, if you want to tell me the last one is the chiddush, delo tanan, the achorei kelim case, there the Mishnah does not tell us there that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar. V'leima like Rabbi Elazar achorei kelim. So if that's the only chiddush, so just say that the halacha is like him in that case. We have to mention the other three. By the other three, it's explicit that we already know that. So, Ella, HaKamash Malan, Shein Lemeidim Halacha Mipi Talmud. The Chiddush of Shmuel is that even though it says elsewhere that the Halacha follows Rebbe Eliezer in these cases, just because it says it there doesn't mean it's true. We might not follow a statement that Halacha Rebbe Eliezer in a Mishnah that is not always Halacha Lamaisa, so to speak. Rashi says right here, second to last line in Rashi, Shaha Amaraim Ha'achronim Diktaku B'Tamei Tanayim. The later Amaraim were medaktik in the reasons and the svaras of the earlier Tanayim. Ve'ha'amidu Halacha Alburya. And they were Ma'amid Halacha. They figured out who the Halacha is like. The Amaraim. Aval Harishonim Lo Diktaku Ish B'Divrei Chaveru. Elakol Echad Masha Shama Me'rabo Malam De L'Talmido Shmua. Kamoshahi, Vyasanikris Mishno Brysa, Vayanosin Libo Lassis Tam Lishmuaso, Porn Rashi. Every Tana just gave over what he heard from his Rebbe. And even if his Rebbe said that Allah follows so and so, he would say that even though Klal Yisrael might not have accepted that. He would say that. They would give you the reasons for what the Rebbeim said. Zenosi Tam Ludvar, Zenosin Batamacher, as it says in Misach HaShabbos, and that's why when it says in the Mishnah Halacha Kidvarav or Halacha Krebi Eliezer Lav Dafka, that we would paskin that way, and therefore that's why Shmuel had to say the Halacha is like Krebi Eliezer in these four cases. Good, says the Gemara now. If you had a look just even before we turn, on the bottom, the Rabbi Sala Rochberg obviously has his own Sefer, as we've quoted already, the Chachmas Bitzala, but he has a note on the Gemara here, where he quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba. Tshuvas HaRashba says, Tainu Dafka Chu Keneged HaKlal Shebiyadenu. Avak She'enu Sosa Klalim HaAmur B'Gemara, Az Lameidim HaLacha Mipi Mishno Braisa. Another principle. The principle that the Gemara says, that we don't always follow the halacha that's quoted in the Mishnah, is only when that halacha goes against certain klalim like we have. Like in our Mishnah, halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that means it's going against the rabbim over the yachid. So that's why we might not have held of it, and that's why Shmuel has to tell us otherwise. But if you have a halacha in the Mishnah that follows the general principles, then we would follow it. It's not an ironclad law that we never follow it. But here we might not have followed it, and that's why Shmuel tells us that we should follow it. Okay, last line. Says the Gemara Vesuleka. Is it really true that it's these four that we pass like Rebbe Eliezer and no more? There are more cases. V'oiketznan, we have the Mishnah in Meseches Yevamos, where the Gemara Mishnah says, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Malam de Nesaktana Shetema Einbo. We teach a Ketana, we try to educate a Ketana, we tell her to do Mi'un. Mi'un, which if you remember is On a Daraisa level, a woman can get married in two ways. Either she can get married herself, she can accept her own Kiddushin, or if she is young enough, if she's not a Bulgaris, that her father can accept Kiddushin on her behalf. On a Darabanan level, though, there is a third way for the woman to get married. If her father is no longer alive, so the Chachamim instituted that her mother and brothers can accept Kiddushin on her behalf, but in that type of Darabanan marriage, the way that she gets out of it is not a get, but just through Miyun. She can literally walk out. Here's a Shtar Miyun that's discussed. All the sugyas in the 12th parak of Yevamos discuss. 12th parak, 13th parak, discusses Miyun, one of the later parakim. So, one of the cases there is when two brothers, Rashi quotes it here, two brothers are married to two sisters, but the one of them is married on a Daraisa level, one of them is married on a Darabana level. One of the brothers, Reuben and Shimon, are married to two sisters, and one of the brothers, the one that's married on a Daraisa level, died. So now, his brother has to do Yibum Daraisa. But his brother is married to the sister on a Darabana level. This woman is stuck. She can't stay married to his wife because that's only a Darabana and this is Zika Daraisa. But she can't really do Yibum because on a Darabana level she is married to Achos Zikukaso. So what do we do? So in that case, the Rabana mentioned that we try to teach this woman, this Ketana, who's still married, to do Mi'un. And once she does Mi'un, so then that marriage never existed. And at least this brother then could marry one of these sisters. Can marry the Yavama. Right? He can't stay married to his own wife, but he can marry the Yavama. Okay, so that's what we say, and that's the Mishnah. And again, we say there that halacha is like Reb Eliezer. So how does Shmuel only say it's in four cases? Here's a fifth case, that halacha is like Reb Eliezer. Answers the Gemara, no, ki amar Shmuel, Rabbi Eliezer, bidalid b'seder taris. When does Shmuel say the halakha like Rabbi Eliezer in these four cases? In seder taris. That's where we say that these four. Aval b'shar sedarim ikatuva. But by other sedarim, of course there's more. Seder taris is unique. Seder taris was not as commonly learned. The Gemara says a number of places, right? They learned, dalid sedarim. Not Taurus, not Zra'im. So therefore, that's what Shmuel's statement is. In Seder Taurus, which is his own unique limud, that's what the halakha zayg b'Eliezer in these four cases. But in Echinami, there are cases outside of Seder Taurus that the halakha zayg like b'Eliezer as well. Good. And this also makes sense because I'll give you another case which is outside of Seder Taurus where we also follow Reb Eliezer. So you see, it's not limited to these four cases. It's not, the Mishnah says in Maseches Chala, Reb Eliezer Omer, Af Haro Devanosin Lasal, Hasal Matzavan Lachala, if somebody takes out, make a chala, right when you take it out of the oven, if you put it into the basket can be Betzaref, all of the dough for a chiyuv challah. What if somebody is making a small amount, right? Not enough, but if you put all of the shiurim together, it will create a tzir for challah. There are different measurements given for what is the chiyuv for challah. Many use Rav Henkin's rules. Rav Henkin talks in if it's less than 3 pounds, you don't have to be mafresh. 3 to 5 pounds, you have to be mafresh without a bracha. And 5 pounds, you're mafresh with a bracha. That's in pounds. In grams, so then you have other shiurim. But that's what in chutzlar is that those are the shiurim that are used. And there are some other shitas, I think in post Gerat Yisrael, say even less than five pounds is a chiyuv challah with a bracha. Okay, either way, let's say it wasn't enough of a chiyuv, but right after you take it out of the oven, you put it into the basket, that could be betzaref in the challah, and you can have a chiyuv, says Reb Eliezer. V'yamar v'yudam reshmol halacha, Reb Eliezer. Shmamina. So you see from there, again, the halacha is like Reb Eliezer in another context outside of Seder Taurus. So that is the raya that even outside of the of Seder Taurus, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Stop there for a moment. There's an important, it says here, Haroda v'nosein lachsal. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hasal mitzar, from the basket can be mitzarif them, kisherodan min hatanur. If you take them out from the oven, Rishonim or Madaik and Rashi, that when is there a tzira for challah? Only when you put them directly from the oven into the basket. But let's say I took them out in the oven and I put them on the table. Put them on the table, took them all out, and after they cool off an hour later, I'm like, oh, I didn't think of challah. And you put them all together then. Is that okay? So the, we showed him a diagram from Rashi. No, Kisharoda Minatana. Rashi says, and the Sefer HaChinuch quotes this as a machlokas, but he likes the Yis opinion also. Sefer HaChinuch says, "V'shamati mipi mori yishmero kel de dafka." This is in Shin Pehe in the Chiv of Chala. Didafka bishenasan hapas minatanor lekli sheish lo base kibul dafka aval hiniach oso kisheosio minatanor agabe luach agabe karka ubechal makom sheein lo toch avabishenasano acher kach basal kfar niftar mechala. If it's not directly, it's niftar. Why? Because the chiv of chala is in the processing, in the baking. If you already finished baking, it's too late. So that's why when you if you haven't put it in the oven yet, and you just did a gilgul like we spoke about yesterday, so ready, that's already the beginning, the middle of the process. If right when you take it out of the oven, you put it directly in, okay, we could stretch that. That's also considered part of the process. But once it's cooled off already, once you put it somewhere else, and now you're putting it into the sow, it's already baked. It's already baked, it's too late. And therefore, there is no challah. If it had a chiv of challah earlier in the baking process, so then you have to take off challah now. So you can't remove the chiv of challah. So what? The baking process is finished, but you didn't take off challah when you were supposed to during the baking process. What we're talking about here is, let's say there was no chiv. It was too small. Each part was too small during the baking process. And then you didn't put it together until after the baking process, so it's too late. The chiv never kicks in. That is the shita of Rashi and the Sefer HaChinuch here in Shin Pehe, and the Netziv picks up on this Rashi as well. The Netziv right here in the Merome Sadeh makes a big deal about this in the Shiltos as well. Nira das Rashi, the Dafke Bashas Radia Minatanur, the Nigmar Han Lechem Mahani Atziruf, Velo Achar Kach, Vachi Nira das Shiltos, Aval das HaRambam, Beharash Enokain. I think the Rambam and the Rosh are not so limiting, and even afterwards, and they would say, even if it's already made into challah, don't limit it to the baking process. One final makkah related to this, who explains exactly what I just said, where I quoted from, that is Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David in Psachim on Daf Mem Ches. V'chinir alomar, Shav Rebbe Eliezer lo amar asal mitzarfan, ela kishenosan esapas besal, b'shas yitziyosu menatanur, shasal gomer b'melech esapas. That's a key line. The pot, the sal, the basket finishes up the meleches hapas. Sha'al yidei chiburan besal hein mashbichos. But if it's afterwards, it's too late. So all these we've shown him. Rabbi David, Rashi, the Chinuch, all this. So matzah, then what are you going to do? You take it out right away. You don't have a basket. So maybe you should put it in a basket for matzah. I don't know, we don't do it in the matzah in the process, obviously, because you don't want to use up any of the moments of the 18 minutes. I don't know, l'chadchila, according to these we've shown him, should you get, not just put it on the table, you should have a basket with height, with walls. Okay, nechinami, maybe according to those we've shown him, one would do that. Okay, let us continue now. Says the Gemara, Umay ume dahai mehai. So what did we just say? We quoted a Mishnah in Yevamis, which we said that Allah Kadagar Beliezer. They were like, wait, you see, it's not limited to the four. They're like, oh, it's only in Seder Taurus. I'll bring you a raya that it's we only pass it like these four in Seder Taurus, but we pass it like Rabbi Elazar outside of Seder Taurus elsewhere. I'll call you a Mishnah in Chala. So Gemara says, why is one of them a question and one of them a raya and not the opposite? Like the raya is the Chala case. And the case that we brought earlier was the Yavamas case. Umay homei dahai mehai. Why is one of these cases stronger than the other one? Rashi explains. My homei dehai dechala miyahi demiyun. To peshat zalamina. Right? Well, they're both equal. So why is one more of a riot than the other? Or is it just cumulative? You have two cases outside of Taurus, so that proves it. The Gemara assumes, though, in this question, that this case is stronger for some reason. So Mishum Dekoi, Rebbe Elazar Kavase. Because here, Rebbe Elazar holds like Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Elazar holds like him as well, and that makes it stronger. Rebbe Elazar. Why? Ditznan. Rebbe Elazar Omer, Milam Den Esaktan Ashetimayin Bo. That case is stronger because Rebbe Elazar holds that we tell the Ketana to do Miyun. And all these cases, the Chazon Ish points out, it's not just that they heard Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Eliezer and followed him. They said their own Shita.
And then it worked out that it was like the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. That's the Raya. There's no Raya that if you follow, let's say, Talmidim of Rebbe Eliezer. Oh yeah, we follow Rebbe Eliezer. Those are Talmidim. They studied with him. The Raya is where you have an opinion that came to his answer, his Shita, from a totally different source without hearing it from him. Okay, says the Gemara now, Umi Kai, does Rebbe Eliezer. This sheet of Rebbe Eliezer that we just found out, of Malad Dektaj Tabayin Ba, that we just quoted, is really from a different case in Maseches Yevamos. Another case where it's this Ketana is in a difficult situation, so we tell it to do Miyun. We're not going to go through the case here. Rashi doesn't quote it. It's in Yevamos Kuf Yud Aleph, so we don't have to quote it. But the Rebbe Eliezer there, that the Mishnah is quoting now, is not talking about the same exact case as Rebbe Eliezer. So, Mi Koi, does Rebbe Eliezer really hold like Rebbe Eliezer? It's two different cases. The two cases where we say Malamdana Saktana are two different cases. That's not a raya to our shita of Rebbe Eliezer. So Gemara has to go elsewhere. Elamishab dekai Rebbe Yehuda ben Baba kavase. Rebbe Yehuda ben Baba holds like him, not Rebbe Eliezer. The Tanya, because the Braisa says it's really Mishnah in Maseches Idios. As we know, Idios discusses more concepts in halacha than any other Masechta in Shas. Every line of Masechta Idiyos, not only every Mishnah, but sometimes every line, like the one we're about to quote, is a different topic. So, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba tells us, hey, and hey, Dvarim, they all came and were and testified about certain halachas that had to be learned by the Beis Din. So, hey, and hey, Dvarim. Number one, Shememanin Esaktanus, right there. We tell Ktanus to do Miyun, and that case includes the one that Rabbi Eliezer said. So there you see Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba supports him, and that's why that is Olim. Shemana Zaktanos. What else though? Vishemasinas Isha Piyed Echad, that we allow a woman to get remarried, Edus Isha, even with only one aid, right? All the coolest of Edus Isha, Vishen Niskal Tarnagol Yerushalayim, Al Shaharagas Anefesh, and we put a chicken to death because it killed somebody. What's the chiddush? That don't think that shor in the Torah is literal. Because a shor is usually something that kills, a shor in Niskal. No, any animal that kills, we put to death. Right? The Gemara we've discussed elsewhere, why are we putting the animal to death? Is it a punishment for the owner, because he cannot get any hana from this? Is it at all a punishment for the animal? Or does the animal, the Ramban of Bereishis discusses whether an animal has that type of da'as in order to put him to death, but that is the halacha, that it's expanded. Wine that is 40 days old could be nisnaseh, could be part of the mizbeach. What's the chiddush? Rashi says before 40 days is pasul al gabei mizbeach. It has to be at least 40 days old. The Me'iri here says it's only the chachila. The Meiri here says, because of other sources, before 40 days, it is bidi'evet okay, l'chadchila, it's not good. And after 40 days, it's l'chadchila, even okay. So, machlokas we showed him whether pre-40 days is problematic on a l'chadchila level, or even on a bidi'evet level. And last one, quoted in the Mishnah, Yal Tamid Shal Shachar Shekar B'dal Chos, and they also testified that it's the Karbet Tamid could be brought in the fourth hour, bidi'evet. El Chachil is supposed to be brought earlier. But if you're brought in the fourth hour, where do we see that it was brought in the fourth hour? Where do we see that? So there are two interesting stories that are quoted by the Mefarshim. First, if you look in Rashi. Rashi, not here. Rashi in Mishlei. Rashi in Mishlei, in the beginning of the Perek of Eishes Chayil. The last Perek in Mishlei. Mishlei, Perek Lamed Aleph. The Perek starts off, Divrei Lemuel Melech Masa Asher Yisratu Imo. The words of Lemuel, which Chazal say is Shlomo, and these are the words that his mother gave him Musar. Mother gave him Musar, Batsheva gave him Musar. Ma Briyu, ma bar bitni, uma bar nidorai. What is my son doing? Obviously did something wrong. The Navi, the Ksuvim doesn't tell us what he did wrong. But it's something to do with, next pasuk, al titin lanashim chelecha. Something to do with all his wives. Udrachecha lamchos melachin. Ala melachim lemuel. Ala melachim shiso yayin. Wine and women. Ularoznim ishechar. Pen yishtevi yishkach mechokach. Give me the psukim. Maybe you're going to forget. Vechut. Tnu shecha laoved. Viela mari nefesh. Only to somebody who's lost in Avel. She's giving musr. And then two psukim later. Eshel chayim yimsav rachim yudin mechra. Which either it was his response or it was his discussion relating to the Torah that would have saved him from his event. What happened? So Rashi there quotes, right at the beginning of Mishlei, כשהתחתן עם בת פרו, ביום חנוכה ספייס המקדש, והכניסו לו כמה מיני כלי זמר. He had a band that was up till 2 o'clock in the morning. V'nir kala laila, even later. V'yashan lomachras ad arbishos. Kedi'isa b'psikta. He slept, he was up all night, celebrating and singing and dancing and with Bas Paro. But what happened? What was the problem? V'hayu maftechos beis hamikdash takas marash osav. They didn't have the Mishnah in Mesechas Midos yet, where the keys were on that tile in the Beis Hamokad, and they went to get in the morning. The keys were under his pillow. Who's waking up the king? Nobody's waking up the king. They were under his pillow. V'al osa shashanidu al tamid shal shachar shakar b'dalat shos. Right, that's what our Mishnah comes from. That story, Rashi says. V'nichlas ha'imo v'ochichachto al hamaisa hazeh. And these few psukim here are musar on that story. Okay, that's one version of the story. Where does it come from? On the tummy that was Kareb B'dalat Shos. The story is quoted elsewhere, but that's a... get the quote of Rashi and Mishlei. Can't give that one up. The other suggestion made, if you look on that Mishnah in Idios, the Bartanura quotes another version, which is also quoted by some other Rishonim. Pam achas b'mei... This is Perek Vav in Idios. Pam achas b'mei malchus yavan lo hayo lahem kvasim l'tzmidim. During Yavan, during Bayis Sheni, one day they ran out of sheep. V'nishtau lahakriv atamid. And they didn't give the carbon tamid. So different. The Gemara has a similar story where the Yavanim sent up a pig on the walls of the Harabayas. And as the pig came up in the middle of the path, it stuck its legs into the wall and let out a scream. Those different verses of the story. But the one that Rav Bartanui here quotes that no, there wasn't that case. But after a long time, they couldn't find an animal. They found two long-lost sheep. They were able to bring as they used as a topic. And they brought it very late that day. So it was one day, it wasn't as an exciting of a story, that they found a sheep late in the day that they finally brought it. Okay, either way, that's what happened. They brought this Eidus that you could bring the carbon up until Dalet Shos. Says the Gemara, finishing up, and then we'll go back for a minute. So what is this? What's the first line of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, one of them that you're ma'ain ketanos. Ketanos is plural. So my ketanos, what does ketanos here mean? Lav. What is the plural lashon? Isn't what he means is lav chadad Rabbi Elazar v'chadad Rabbi Eliezer. Doesn't he mean the two cases of ketanos that we quoted before? So this is an explicit raya of support to Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, lo. My ketanos da alma, ketanos just might mean ketanos in general, but both only referring to Rabbi Elazar. Maybe he's not referring to our first case of Rabbi Eliezer. So where it says, ihachi, if that's true, so gabi ishanami, see nashim. So why don't you use the plural lashon of masiyan as hanashim, if you're talking about women in general, not one each woman. So just say nashim instead of isha. V'neim anashim da alma, so ela midahak ketani isha, v'alchatani ketanos, shvamina daf ketani shvamina. But the fact that one case says isha, the other one says ketanos must be referring to both cases of mi'un, of melamdin es ketana, and that's why, period, we have a raya that of support to Rabbi Eliezer, so it must be that Shmuel's statement was only within Taurus, but there are other cases outside of Taurus that we pass along Rabbi Eliezer as well. Okay, stop there for a moment. This is the Rambam. The Rambam quoted this a long time ago, but whenever Eidus Isha comes up, that is a major sugya. The second half of Yevamos talks about Eidus Isha. The question is, why are we allowed to believe less than regular standard testimony by Eidus Isha? There are a number of different factors that go into it, and various Rishonim and various sugyas seem to emphasize different elements. On the one hand, there is a principle called Daiko Mintsava. A woman checks out very well before she would get remarried. She doesn't want to run into Mamzeris issues. So that's why Daiko Mintsava, number one. There's another principle called, similar, Hechmartala Basofa Hikatala Betchilasa. Since we're Machmir on her later on, right, in terms of Mamzeris, that's why we're going to be Makel on her earlier. There's other issues, other slow, Chash Igun. We're more Mako. How much are we allowed to be Mako for Chashash Igun? It is Efshar Lavarer, right? Davar Sha'asid Liz Barer. Why? Because the husband could walk in, right? So that's why we don't assume Adam are going to be lying, whoever it is, even if it's a puzzle Adam. So these are all issues that are factors that are brought up. So if you look in the last Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin, the last Rambam explains, puts some of these factors together. Al yiksha be'inecha, shehitiru chachamim ha'erva ha'chamura be'edas isha. Don't, it's going to be difficult in your eyes that the chachamim allowed. That's already an interesting line of the Rambam. The chachamim, this is all drabanan, it's not daraisa. That's his lashon. It's going to be difficult that the chachamim allowed the erva ha'chamura be'edus isha o eved o shivcha o goy ha'misiach lefitumo the eni pied umi piaksav o blood shivcha hakira all these coolers. Right? Why do we allow all these coolers? It shouldn't be difficult in your eyes. So he starts off by saying shitiru chachamim, and now he switches shelo hikpida Torah al ha'adosh ne'edim v'shar mishpatei ha'edus. The Torah only requires two edim with all other rules. Ela b'davar she'ein ata yachol la'amod al b'ryo ela mipi edim u'be'edusan. Only by something that you need to rely on the edim in order to find out. Kagon she'he'idu she'zeh haraget zeh o hilva zeh. Aval davar she'efshar la'amod al b'ryo shelo mipi eda zeh ve'ena ed yachol lihishamet. Im ein adavar emes, there's no way that the A will be able to contradict. Kagon, zesha heyish emes ploni. Right, if he walks in. So in those cases, lo hikpida Torah alav, shedavar rachoku, sheyod bo ha'ei b'sheker. It's very, milsa davidi legluye, as it's called in the Gemara, very improbable that he would lie about cases where he know the guy could walk in. Right, and the Ravid here says, Inami didaiko mitzvah. He throws in the other factor. He puts those two factors together. Either way, this is the Rambam. Lefichach, hikilu chachamim bedavar zeh, veheiminu bo eid echad, mipi shivcha, mipi ksav, lo jivcha kira, kidei shelo yishar benos yisrael agunos. It's a very unclear Rambam. He starts off Darabanan, then quotes Daraisa, then he goes back to Darabanan, and then he quotes the factor of milsa davidi legluye, b'chulu. Okay, we're not learning Yevamos now, but that is an important Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchos Geirish. Okay. Says the Gemara now. V'chein, right in the middle of the Amud. V'chein, Amar Rebbe Elazar, halacha kribel yezeh bedalid. Also Rebbe Elazar. This is the Rebbe Elazar, the Amora. Rashi says, third to last skinny line, Rebbe Elazar ben Pedas. We're talking about the Amor Rebbe Elazar now says that the halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer also, like Shmuel said. The Suleka, there's no more. Vatzad Rebbe Elazar Omer. Vatzad Rebbe Elazar halacha Rebbe Eliezer. Vachitema, same Mashach Levataria. Vachitema, Rebbe Elazar halacha Rebbe Eliezer. Vidal Seder Taurus. Ava Bashar Sidre Ika. Right? Is that really true? He only said it in Seder Taurus, but outside there are more. Umi Ika. Are there any more? Are there more cases that we pass in like Rebbe Eliezer? Outside of Taurus, Vatnan. But we learned in a Mishnah in Shvius. Havered v'hakofer v'halatom v'aktaf. All of these are not regular fruit trees, they're spices. So is there Shvius, Kedusha Shvius, by these herbs? So, the Mishnah says, Yesh la'ed Shvius v'ledemeyed Shvius. There is. They have Shvius and they're damim. If you switch, right, the two things that are nitfas piktusha, when you switch that for money, are shmita and avodah zara. So even if you sell, if you switch the kedusha transfers onto the money as well. So all these items have shvius, vila demei and shvius. Yesh lahem biur, vila demei and biur. And you also have to get rid of them at the time when they're no longer left in the field. Right, when it's kala l'chaya min ha-sadeh, you have to get rid of it. What exactly is beer? We discussed in the past, three shitas in the Rishonim. Do you have to destroy it? Do you have to be mafkir it? That's what we hold. The Rabban says, v'chulu. Kitaf, Rashi points out, is something that does not have fruit. It just has sap. It has sap coming out of it. That's what kitaf is. So, v'yamar Rabbi Pidas, matana katva pera. Who is the one? Rabbi Pidas says, who is the one that says katva is fruit, and therefore has Kedusha Shvius, Rebbe Eliezer, V'yamer Reb Zera, and Reb Zera says to Rebbe Pidas, Chazi diminach umei avuch kasharitu katva la'alma. You know what you just did? You matir ktaf to the world. Why? Because you said Rebbe Lazar is the opinion of this Mishnah. And we're going to see we don't paskin like this Rebbe Lazar. According to me, I think it's stamma de masnisan. And therefore we would paskin. At amrit mantana katva pei Rebbe Lazar. You said that it's Rebbe Lazar, therefore we wouldn't paskin like it. Via vuch amr alacha Rebbe Lazar bedalit. And your father said alacha Rebbe Lazar only by four. V'im isa, and therefore you see from the conversation that obviously he does not hold like him. And he's saying that he's limiting it, and we wouldn't hold like him outside. That would only be the sheet of Rebbe Elazar. But now the Gemara is bedayik. V'im isa, if it's really true that we pass it like Rebbe Elazar more than those four places. Those four places are only in Seder Taros. So then what's, I don't know, the whole conversation doesn't make sense. Leimale, ki amar abba, halach rebel ezer bedale besidr taris, aval bashar sidri ika. Right, why did he answer that? No! We pound like a buzzer in all other places also. Even if I would limit this to the sheet of Rebbe Lezer, it could be that the halacha is like him. But he didn't answer that. So it must be that his father meant the halacha is like Rebbe Lezer in those four places, everywhere. Not just in Seder Taurus. So why is it El Akasha Hahi? So the first case, the Yevavah's case, we're back to that question. That's because we have Rebbe Lezer's like him. But it's not because we pass it like Rebbe Lezer. It's because Rebbe Lezer holds like him. Like we said before, there are two different cases. Rebbe Lezer doesn't really hold like him. Period. Okay, what did we just say? We tried to say that, just like earlier, Shmuel is lav dafka. His limit of four is only in Seder Taurus. Rebbe Lazar the Amora is also limited in Seder Taurus, but then we rejected that. We said that, no, because of the conversation that he had with Rebbe Pedas, it's clear that he understood that it's limited to Taurus. The Yevamis case, that's not because Rebbe Eliezer says it. That's because Rebbe Yehuda ben Bava supports it. Okay, period. So the Gemara says more cases. Visu leka. Is it really true that, again, Shvius has a lot of, let me mention one right now. The Rashi here mentions, when we talk about Shvius, whether it has Kedusha Shvius or not, that's important for two halachas. Number one, does it have Kedusha? Does the fruit have Kedusha? Number one. Or does the Ktaf, the sap, have Kedusha? Number two, is the Isser Schora. Isser to do business. Rashi quotes them right here. Those are two. You could also say, does that the Isser of Avoda? Isser Avoda in Shemitah. The Minchas Chinuch discusses the Isser of Avoda and the element of being mafkir your field during Shemitah. Shemitah's Karkos. And he quotes a question which he says, it's a Machlokas Achronim. So it was a Machlokas Achronim. I don't know which came first. The Machlokas Achronim became famous and then the Minchas Chinuch, or the Minchas Chinuch made it famous. I'm not sure which one. But either way, in Mitzvah Pei Dalid, the Minchas Chinuch discusses what happens if somebody is not mafker their field. Is it automatic? The Machlokas Achronim that's called Afkata de Malka or Afkata de Gavra. The same issue is brought up in the Rishonim by the Yireyim and others in terms of Shemitah's Ksafim. If I want to collect my loan, is it collectible even if I'm not Meshamet it or not? So the Minchas Chinuch here, though, talks about Shemitah's Karka. Vani Mesupak in Mitzvah Pei Dalet. Ia Mitzvah Akarkata de Gavrahu, is it on the person? De Rachmana Tzivuhu Lahafgir Peirosav Bishvias, Umuchuyav Lakayim Lahafgir. Via Mafgir Eza Hefgir, Im Eno Mafgir, Eno Mufgar. And you violate a mitzvah, but it's not Mufgar. It is Gezel. But, or do we say no? O Dilma, Hefgir Zain Tzricham Abayil Mahafgir. Rako Afkata de Malka, Hashem makes it Hefgir. Shuma Mela Hefgir. Rakim Noel Karma over Lasezeh. And he's goes also Rabbin. That's a big discussion. If somebody locks up their fields, it automatically has to go or not. And he quotes the machlokas between the Maharit and the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef holds it is a mitzvah upon him, and the Maharit is Marech, and he argues on the Beis Yosef. He assumes that it is automatic. Okay, he quotes, this is a big discussion. This has a lot to do with the Hetter Mechira discussion, Shemitah discussions, but that is an important discussion brought up in the Minchas Chinuch with Zepay Dal. Okay. Viter. So it says the Gemara six lines from the bottom. Besu leka. Is this it? There are no other cases that we pass on like Rebbe Eliezer. V'yatzanah, the Mishnah says, in Meseches Brachos. When do we say Atachon Antanu in Shmona Esrei? Rebbe Akiva Omer. Omra Bracha Rebbe Yisbe Bnei Atzma. We make a separate bracha. Separate bracha right at the beginning. Separate bracha right at the beginning of the middle section of Shmona Esrei. Rebbe Eliezer Omer. Omra Behoda. You put it in Modim. Put it in Modim. The Gemara there in Brachas discusses what the svaris are for each of these shitas. V'yamar Rebbe Lazar, Halacha, Rebbe Eliezer. And Rebbe Lazar said, Halacha, Rebbe Eliezer. So, he's passing like him. We don't pass like either of them. But, says the Gemara, this is another case, where at least Rebbe Lazar held like him. So, Amar Rebbe Yaba, Ahud Amar Mishur Rebbe Chanina Ben Gamliel Hu. No, it's because there's another opinion out there. Not Rebbe Eliezer. The Tanya, Rebbe Kiva Omer, Omer Bracha Rebbe Yisrael Ve'atzma, Rebbe Chanina Ben Gamliel Omer, Omra Behoda'a. He says you say it in Modim. That's why he paskin that way. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel, he said it in the name of Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel. Rebbe Eliezer said it in the name of Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel. V'ha kashish b'nei tuva. Rebbe Eliezer was much older than Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. So how could he be quoting him? Why is he quoting him? Rashi says that he was married to his father's sister, right? So he was older than him. So why exactly, how is he quoting him? Tosfos says a little different shot, right? One generation up doesn't mean that they're so far apart. Tosfos says a different raya. Either way, the Gemara is assuming that they couldn't have been quoting each other. So Elami Shum, to Kaira Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Beshita Sei. Right, not that he said it in his name, it's just that he holds like him. And that's why we can say that Allah is like Rabbi Eliezer, not because per se like Rabbi Eliezer, but because of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Period. Umi kai, does he really hold like him? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel holds that you say it in Hoda'ah. Is that really true? But look at the following. Vatanya, the Brisa says, Or Yom HaKippurim, Leil Yom Kippur, Mispalo Sheva Umisvadeh. We know, on Yom Kippur night, we say a seventh bracha shmona esrei, like every yontif. Every yontif, the Gemara says, also in brachas, the source for seven bracha shmona esrei, but when it is not a weekday where we have 18/19 brachas, and it's not Rosh Hashanah, where we have a 9 shmona esrei bracha, every other shmona esrei is 7. So, while you have Kippur, you say seven umisvada, and you say vidui. Shachris mispalal sheva umisvada, musa mispalal sheva umisvada, mincha mispalal sheva umisvada, bineila mispalal sheva umisvada, Ba'arvis mispal sheva me'ein shmona esrei. On Arvis, what does that mean? Motsoi Yom Kippur. The Tanakhama says, you can say a shortened shmona esrei. Shortened shmona esrei. Right? Havinenu. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Brachas. Meaning you say one bracha with one line per bracha. One line substitutes for an entire bracha. We know you're starving. You want to get home. Because of the Tircha de Tzibura, Rashi says, we allow you to say a me'ein shmona esrei. Rashi quotes on the first skinny line. Vomer havinenu be'emsa. That's what the Tanakhama says. You're allowed to do. Rabbi Chanina bega, which by the also interesting, the lashon of this brisa is an important lamaisa. It says mispalel u'misvadeh. Mispalel u'misvadeh. Does that sound like the vidui is part of the mispalel or after the mispalel? There is a machlokas achronim, the Vilna Gaon and others. Are you supposed to say yi l'ratzon at the end of shmona esrei before the vidui and the alchets? So the minhag olam is two. Say it. But if you say it, so isn't that being mafsik? We usually assume that's the end of Shmona Esrei, even though you didn't go back yet, and then, so some say, I think the Gra says, don't say it, if I'm getting it correctly, because you have to say it as part of Shmona Esrei. Or is it supposed to be in conjunction with Shmona Esrei? But is it supposed to be part or after? But this Lashon is an interesting Lashon. Mispalel, umisvada. Does that mean mispalel with or mispalel after? Misvada. So anyway, that is machlokas. Rabbi Chanina, so the Tanakhama says, Havinenu, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Omer Mishum Avosav, Omer Mispalel, Omer Mispalel Shmona Esrei. No, you can't say Shor Shmona Esrei. You got to say the whole thing. Why? Because you have to add in Atochan Antanu, and you can't add in one line, because then that'll give the impression that it is its own bracha, which it's not. And that's why you can't say Havinenu. Question mark. So you see that he says it in Chonin Adas. He doesn't have it in Hoda'a. So answer. Amar of Nachman Yitzchak. Iu Amar Mishum Avosav Leilu Svirulei. He's saying this in the name of his Rebbeim. Not that he holds of it. Period. Okay. We quoted Rashi. Rashi says here and elsewhere the reason that the Tanakhama says you can say Avinenu is because you're fasting. Is the Torah of the Tzom. If you look in Tosfos and Yuma, here's a fascinating line. Tosfos and Yuma, the second to last daf in Yuma, Samach Zayinim Abayis. Pei Zayinim Abayis. The Tosfos quotes the Rashbam, who says, you know why you're allowed to say Me'eishvan Esrei? Mishum Tahavi Akati, Tekiva Da'akati Hu Betainis Chashuv Ki Yom HaKippurim. Since you're still fasting, it's still like Yom Kippur. Wahaki Mispalo Sheva. Wulafishik Farpona Hayom V'cholu Mispalo Me'ein Yud Ches. It's already nighttime, so you have to say a weekday Shmona Esrei. But you're still fasting, it's like Yom Kippur for you, so you're allowed to say a short Shmona Esrei, seven brachas. It's unbelievable. I'm trying to say, it's still Yom Kippur, but it's not Yom Kippur. Right, so Yom Kippur doesn't end. Continues. As long as it's Yom Kippur for you, that's important halachically and hashkafically. We've discussed in the past that Yom Kippur might start early. Remember, Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva in Shar Dalin. Os Tes says that the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is Su'udas Yom Kippur. You can't have a Su'udah on Yom Kippur because it's a fast day, so you bump it up. It's not just Hachana, like other Rishonim say. It's a Su'udah of Yom Kippur. It's not Yom Kippur yet. He must be assuming that Yom Kippur starts early. So now we have a source that says it starts early, and we have a source that says it ends late. Okay, wonderful. That was the end of Yuma and Shari Tshuva. Good, we continue now. Says the Gemara, Amar Le, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Zeirav, Yat Lo Tizbra, Deman Tana Katva, Peira, Rabbi Elazar, who? You don't say, like we said earlier on the bottom of Amar Aleph, Katva, the sap of fruit. You don't say that Shita is limited, the Shita that says that sap is fruit. That's not limited to Rebbe Elazar? Fatznan. We learned in a Mishnah in Arla, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Hamamid Bisraf Arla Aser. If somebody curdles cheese, right, makes milk at the cheese with the sap that was used as a curdling agent of Arla's Aser. So you see from there that it's something. It's considered significant. Arla is only subject to fruit, right? Arla only applies to Peiros. So if we're telling me, if we're saying that Sraf has the status of Arla, so you see Rebbe Elazar says it. He's the one that says it is Peiros. So, two answers. There's a chilek. Afilu tam Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan could say, in our case, by Shvita. Arkan l'pligi Rabbanan leid Rebbe Elazar. When does Rabbanan argue over there, and it's limited to Rebbe Elazar by Arla? Ela b'katfa d'gavza. If you have sap that comes out of wood or a tree, Ava b'katfa d'peira, fruit, the sap that comes out of fruit, module, they'll agree that that has the status of fruit. Titzan, because the Mishnah says, of Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati b'feirish, Shamamid b'sraf ha'alin, if you're mamid in sraf of leaves, b'sraf ha'ikarer of the trunk, mutter, that's not called arla, b'sraf ha'pagin also, Rabbi Shupri. So you see, the Rabbanan would agree by the sap of fruit, they just argue by the sap of wood. Number one answer, v'bayisema, or another limitation could be keep the Rabbanan alei Rebbe Elazar. When did the Rabbanan argue with Rebbe Elazar? Be'ilan ha'osa peiros. If a tree produces fruit and sap, so then the sap is secondary and it's not called fruit. And that's what the case of Arla was talking about, and that's why we limited it to Rebbe Eliezer. Aval be'ilan she'ino osa peiros, moda de k'tafo zel pirio. But if it's a fruit tree that does not produce any other fruit except for this sap, so we say that this sap has the status of the fruit. It's not, because the Mishnah says in Shemitah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein l'ktaf shvius. Rabbi Shimon says, Shemitah does not affect taf. V'chachamim omrim, yesh l'ktaf shvius, mipnei shektafo zeo pirio. And the temple is the fruit. Man chachamim. Lav rabbanan to pili the Rebbe Elazar. Who are these chachamim? Don't you think it's the rabbanan who argue with Rebbe Elazar, therefore you see they agree that ktaf is fruit if there is no other fruit on the tree. So the Gemara just finishes. Amar Leia, who saba? Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. No, maybe not. That's not a raya. Man chachamim, Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar, damar ktaf was elpir yo. Maybe that sheet is Rebbe Elazar. That says ktaf is fruit. E Rebbe Elazar, my ari ilash eino sepri, afil eidon ho sepri ktaf ozeo perio. So if it's Rebbe Elazar, then he has an even more extreme shita. Why is he limiting it to a case with a tree that does not have any other fruit? Even if it has other fruit, he says the ktaf is fruit. So Mar answered, no, l'divrayim d'rabbanan karmelahu. You're right, he's just talking about l'shitas rabbanan. L'didi, according to me, Rebbe Elazar says, afilu ilan ha'osa peiros nami, ktaf ozeo perio. I always hold the sap is like the fruit. Liditchu odilimios bilanchinos aperos. But at least according to you, at least admit to me in this case. Tikatafo zeo pirio. The Rabbanan Amri Loshnan. The Rabbanan Amri might say, no, we never hold that sap is fruit. So the Gemara just quoted, rejected answer number two. That there is no raya that the Rabbanan agree that sap has Kedusha Shmita or Arla when there is no other fruit on the tree. Okay, the first answer, though, still stands, that it would be limited to Katva the Peira versus Katva the Gavsa. Second wide line. There is a discussion, Halacha L'maisa, we're talking about where, what is the purpose of, you know, you have a tree that produces sap, or a tree that produces fruit. What if the purpose of the tree is neither the sap or the fruit, but the juice that comes out of the fruit? What if you grow oranges for the juice? What bracha do you make on that? That is a big discussion in the Achronim. Most assume you still make a shahakol. Most of you say make a shahakol. The Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Beis, Shulchan Aruch says, V'chein al mashkin ha-yotzin mikol minei peiros chutz b'zeisim ha-navim mevarach shahakol. And the Shaar Tzion here quotes, even if it's grown for the juice, even if you're growing it in order to squeeze it, you still say it against the Rashba. Right, the Rashba says that you'd make a Rashba in Brachas in the sixth parak says you would make a ha'etz. That's why there's a minority of opinions that say you make a ha'etz on Tropicana orange juice, but most poskim do not say that. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara on the second wide line, Ezel Psula. The Mishnah said, what does Psula mean? One of the four women that are Mesulekas Damim. Psula is Psula Kol Shelo Rasa. It means that she never saw. She's a psula from Ria's dam, not a psula in the way we regularly, normally translate it. V'chulu. Tana Rabbana nises v'rasa damach v'sisuin. If a woman sees dam because of dam psulim. Yolda v'rasa damach v'siyaleda or out of leda adain ani kore la psula. For our purposes here, she's still called a psula. Shari psula shamru, psula's damim, v'lo psula's psulim. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. Interesting, derech agav. A woman can have a baby before she has gets her period. So the post could discuss that, whether that was possible then. Is that another case of Nishtanu Ativim? Isn't that impossible? Or maybe the first time she ovulated, where she didn't become pregnant. Maybe it was the first time she ovulated, she became pregnant that time. Maybe that's how it was possible. Eini, so now the Gemara says, is this really true? This is what Basula means in our Mishnah of Amar Rav Kahana. Tana, Gimel Basula saying. Rav Kahana says there are three usages of the word Basula. Basula's Adam, Besulas karka, besulas shikma. Number one, besulas adam caused by shalom nivala. Besulas adam means as long as she did not have bia yet. Nafkamina la kohen gadol. Nafkamina for there's a mitzvah saseh of a kohen gadol marrying a besula. Inami luksubasa masayim. Or, in terms of getting 100 or 200. That in her ksuba, that is besulas adam. The rifa here is 2 days here. What about mukat eitz? What if she loses her besulim but not through a bia? Is she allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol? So the Ritva assumes not, and don't take our Gemara so literally. The fact that the Gemara did not quote that. Okay, Psulas Karka, number two, what does Psulas Karka mean? Calls Manchelo Nevda, as long as Karka was never worked at all. Nafka, it's virgin soil. Nafka Mina la Nachal Esan, Nafka Mina for Nachal Esan for Egla Rufa, that has to be an area which was never worked. Inami la Mekachu Memkar, somebody wants to buy a plot of land that was never worked. Besula shikma, caused by Shalom Nixisa, as long as this sycamore tree was never cut. Special quality. Nafkamina lamekachu memkar. Also, if I want to buy a psula shikma, inami lamekachu b'shvias, or you're not allowed to cut it down in shvias, because that improves the tree. Ditzna, kiditzna, in kosim, psula shikma b'shvias, v'breishi avuda, that is its avoda. That is its improvement. So if Kahana says these three psulas, bim isa, and if our Mishnah means another type of psula, listi namiha, why didn't it list this one and have four basulas? This is a different type of psula. So, two answers. Amar Rav Amar Yitzchak, kiktani midi delesli shem lavai, avo midi delesli shem lavai loktani. All the other ones are just called psula. But this one in our Mishnah is called psulas damim. So that's why he didn't list it. It has a shem lavai. It has an accompanying name. If you look on the Sha'ar Mitzvah of Halacha here, he quotes many different areas in Halacha where we have this chiluk of shem lavai. He quotes Poskin, Aruch HaShulchan. Now, you're allowed to drink seltzer after matzah? You have to eat matzah at night. You're not allowed to drink anything except water. Is seltzer just mei soda? Or is seltzer something else? So in English, it's a different word. But yesh lo shem lavai, but it's the same thing. Or not. Of course, many different examples of where we have the issue of Shem Lavai coming up in Halacha. Answer number one, though. That's why it's left off the list. Rav Sheshes Breder of Idi Amar, Kiktani, Midi de Tali B'maisa, Midi Tali B'maisa Loktani. No, only items that are Tali on an action being done to them to remove its status, that's what's listed. Cutting down a tree, having Bia, Vachulu, those are on the list. Something that happens by itself, where you don't do anything, is not on the list. So, Damim coming out is not in her control. Number three, Rav Chanina Breid Rav Yika Amar, Kiktani Midi Delo Hadilur Briyaso. Something that does not go back to its original state, that's what's listed. Midi Delo Hadilur Briyaso Loktani. Something that goes back to its state is not listed, and Rashi says here, when she becomes a Zakena, she's again going to lose her Damim. So it's Hadilur Briyaso, so that's why it is not on the list. Ravina Amar, Kiktani Midi Delo Kapitalesvina. Ravina says, no, only items are on the list that people that are things that people are mockpit for. If somebody's not mockpit about it, so then they're about getting into the relationship or buying it, it's not on the list. Says Gemara, yes they are, below kafti, people are mockpit if their wife hasn't had a period yet. Vatanya, Rabbi Chiya Omer, Kishem Shasar Yafel Leisa, Kach Damim Yafel Leisha. Right, Dam from the right, the dam nidus is a bracha. Vitani Mishab Rabbi Meir called Isha Shetameha Merubin Badam Merubin. So people do want it. And the armak bit about it. So the Gemara answers, no. Ela kiktani midi de kavetz alei zvina. The opposite. The only items that are on the list are where if it's a psula, people want it. Here's the opposite. Midi de lo kavetz alei zvina loktani. Here people don't want psulas damin. Right, so that's why the first three, they want the psula, and in this case, they don't want the psula, and that's why it's not on the list. Tana Rabbanan, finishing up, Ezo psulas karka, kol shemala, reshushin vein afratichach. If you start plowing, and clods come up, but it's not soft at all. That's how you know it's never been plowed. Nimsa bacheres, if you find a piece of shard in the ground, it was obviously somebody was here before. Biyadua shenevda, you know it was work before. Sunma, if you get to rock, keep going, if you get to rock, hari zim psulas karka. That is psulas karka. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, there's a lot more in terms of psula, but we will continue Bez Hashem tomorrow. And welcome back to all of those Chuslar's Yantav Sheni, but the daf was up yesterday if you would want to catch it and listen to it. There's no Isra Malacha of Hana taking it from a Ben Eretz Yisrael that gave the daf on Yantav Sheni. Okay, we'll stop here.